I was 18 and had just moved into a new state to start college soon. I only had a few days before classes started, but I wanted to explore a little while I had the chance. The area around the campus was full of forests and hills with tons of outdoorsy stuff to do, so I found a trail that I thought looked nice and drove down one afternoon to walk it. Online it said it was only a 2-hour trip, so I didn't bring much, only a camelback for water. There were no other cars parked at the specific spot, which made me assume nobody else was on it, but not far in, I walked past another hiker. He was sitting on a fallen tree off the side of the trail and nodded his head at me as I passed by. It looked like he was on his way out because he was sweating and looked somewhat dirty, like he'd been outside for a while already. I kept walking for about 30 more minutes, just keeping to myself and listening to music, when out of nowhere, I heard a man's voice yelling. I turned around and saw that same person I'd passed waving at me to get my attention. I stopped and waited as he jogged up to me. He said the trail name I was on in a questioning manner, and I responded, "Yeah, that's the one I'm following." He then pointed to my right. I looked out, and going into the trees was another trail. It looked pretty much identical, as neither trail was more than just some thin line of dirt.
"People tend to get lost in this section, going down the wrong way."
I smiled and thanked him, but it definitely was a bit odd. He seemed nice enough, though, and not meaning to be anything but helpful, and as I started walking down the trail he told me to, he continued along behind me. He explained that he's lived here for years, and walks this path almost every day, and hates to hear about new hikers getting lost out there. I guess it made sense to me at the time, and I kept up with the small talk, not really having any choice since he was right behind me. But after a few minutes, the conversation fizzled out, and we just walked in silence for a while, still right by each other, but just not talking. The trail went straight for a long time, and it was after a good 45 minutes that I realized how far we'd walked. Knowing it was only supposed to be a 2-hour trail, I thought by now it would have started looping around. While I was just starting to think about this, I stumbled over something. It was a rusty railroad track, half buried in the dirt. I was surprised and looked back up, seeing not too far away from the trail, an abandoned mine. It was this small hole going into the hill, with three old wooden beams around the entrance, and some railway tracks going into it. I walked up and looked inside, but the light from outside didn't go very far at all. It was pitch black, with no way to know how far down it went. As I stood outside the entrance, the man came up behind me. I turned around and saw him standing just a couple feet from me, but his face was straight, and I don't know how to describe it, but he no longer had that harmless look. "Go in," he said in an eerily monotone voice that was nothing like how he was speaking before. It was demanding and terrifying. I took off running without hesitation. He tried to reach out and stop me, but once I got a few feet away, I didn't hear him chasing me. As I entered the trees, I looked back, and the man was gone. He must have went right into the abandoned mine. I ran all the way back to the first part of the trail, then got back to my car and left the forest. That being my first real experience outside of my hometown was really unfortunate, but I think it taught me a lot. I blindly trusted a random person I'd just met, and it could have been the last thing I ever did. If I went into that mine, I don't think I would have ever left. This was in 2016. I was living alone in a small home on the countryside. Rarely would anyone come by my house, unless it was a delivery person. This day, I had gotten out of work at 8 and made the long drive home, arriving around 9. As I went down the dirt driveway and got up to my house, though, a woman was standing at the front door. I was rightfully startled to see someone at my house so late in the day, and there wasn't even a car anywhere. I parked on the driveway and got out, cautiously looking around as I walked up to the front door. The woman looked like she was in her late 20s and had a large smile on her face, waving at me as I approached her.
"What are you doing here? I think you have the wrong house,"
I said, stepping past her and putting myself between her and the front door. She said she was trying to get some directions from here to get into town. It was a strange request, since she had no car, and it didn't answer the question as to why she was way out here at my house. Regardless, I told her to go down to the road and make a left, and that it would take her all the way into the center of town. She looked at me, still smiling, and thanked me, but instead of walking away, she tried to keep talking to me. It was unmistakably in a flirty manner, which in this context was almost creepy in a way. I tried to cut off the conversation multiple times, but then she asked if she could stay with me and warm up for a little bit. I obviously said no. She still smiled though, and tried to convince me, but I again stated that I would not let her in. Then I opened the door, going inside and locking it behind me. I even debated calling the police, because everything about this was really strange. However, I heard her walk off the porch and watched out the window as she went down the driveway and faded out into the dark, heading toward the road. Seeing she finally left, I left the window and grabbed a drink, then sat on the couch and tried to forget about it. I opened my laptop and put on a Netflix show while I wound down for the night. I was really tired and had dozed off maybe 15 minutes in, but shot awake to a knock at the door. There was only a few seconds before they knocked again, and then a woman's voice called out asking for me to come to the door. I knew it was the same woman from earlier, but I got up, and rather than going to answer the door, I went to the window. I was just going up to confirm it was her before calling the police to take care of this. But when I looked out the window, there were almost a dozen men standing outside my house. Some were scattered around in the trees on the side of the driveway, and others were right up near my house, waiting by the porch. I called the police and was literally shaking as I waited, hearing them moving around the house and talking to each other. One of them mentioned something about another house, but I couldn't figure out anything else on why they were here. They never tried to break in, though. The woman kept knocking and calling out for me, but that was all. When a patrol car finally came down the driveway, all of them sprinted into the woods in a direction that led to nothing but denser woods. Eventually, though, 3 days later, I found out some unfortunate and horrifying news. One of my neighbors that lived in a house down the road was missing. After no sign of him, they found his front door unlocked, and his house looked normal, like there was no forceful break-in. I think he may have fallen victim to exactly what happened to me, which makes my encounter with those people even more terrifying, knowing that I could have been missing right now, too. I'm an Uber driver in my city and was working a later shift than usual this night. I had something come up in the morning, so I didn't get started until well past 8 p.m. This was my first time ever working this late, so I didn't really know what to expect as far as how busy or not busy it was going to be. I got my answer pretty quick though, because by 11, I'd only done 4 drives. I was even thinking about switching over to Uber Eats for the night and seeing if I had better luck there. But then another pickup request came through. It was a 35-minute drive, which was good for me because it meant I'd get paid more. I accepted it and pulled into the pickup location. It was a train station a few minutes from me. I drove through the parking lot slowly, looking around for any signs of the person I was supposed to pick up. After making a full circle through the lot and still not seeing them, I parked and just waited. There wasn't a single car in the parking lot, and I don't even think any passenger trains were running at this time of night. I thought they might have even set the wrong location, but before I texted them, I saw a man coming up to my car. He had a dark sweatshirt on with a hood over his head, and aside from confirming the ride was for him, he didn't speak. I began the drive, and the man stayed quiet in the back seat, not even taking his phone out or anything. He just sat there, looking ahead. I didn't want to be that driver that always tried to make conversation, so I just drove and stayed quiet as well. While driving, a couple times I quickly glanced at him in the mirror. His eyes were staring directly back at me. This wasn't an uncommon occurrence when driving people around, but for some reason with this guy, it felt really unnerving. He didn't look away either. He stared at me until I looked away. After a pretty unsettling 35-minute drive, I finally got to the drop-off location. It wasn't an address. It was a specific location that the man had pinpointed on the map. This specific location was at the end of an open field that was covered in dense fog. I looked back in the mirror, seeing the guy staying in the car and not moving.
"Get out."
Not sure if I heard him right, I turned my body and looked at him. He looked me in the eyes with a terrifying stare and said it again.
"Get out."
I felt my body tense up, and before I could think of what to do, I saw from the corner of my eye multiple other guys running up to my car. There were 2 or 3 of them, all holding bats or knives and wearing dark hoodies that covered their faces. They swarmed my car just as I put it in drive, but they were able to get the 2 back doors open and tried to jump in. The man inside the car was yelling at me and trying to reach over and open my door, probably to push me out. As I started gaining some speed though and getting away from the group, the man inside fell into the back seat again and then jumped out onto the road. All the men disappeared into the fog right after that. I kept going, pulling into a gas station a few miles down the road. Both of the back doors were still open and swinging around, and there were dents all over my car that I think they did while I was driving off. An officer met me at the gas station to take my report, and another went to the field it happened at, but the whole group was nowhere to be found. They did find a phone on the road, though, which was the one used to book the Uber. It probably fell out of the guy's pocket when he jumped from my car, but it turned out to be a phone that was reported stolen not even an hour before I picked up the guy. This seemed to all be an elaborate plan to rob a bunch of people, including me. Though it's hard to assume they would have just let me go with no harm done and let me contact the police right away. They probably would have done something to ensure they had the time to get away in my car without getting caught. I don't know what would have happened, but I know I barely got away that night.